From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now. Earlier this week, we spoke to the BBC's Rupert Wingfield Hayes in Fukushima, Japan. He told us he was going to be going into the badly damaged reactor number 4 at the nuclear power plant there. Well, he did that yesterday with Japanese engineers who are beginning the difficult and dangerous operation of removing nuclear fuel from one of the buildings damaged by the earthquake and tsunami in March of 2011.
That's the sound of the elevator taking us up into reactor 4 building. That's my radiation alarm going off again. It keeps going off every 5 seconds.
When disaster hit the Fukushima plant 2.5 years ago, it was reactor 4 that scared everyone the most. Nearly 500 tons of uranium and plutonium fuel was sitting unprotected inside its cooling pool.
We've come up in the elevator. I'm now standing on top of what used to be reactor building number 4. And this is really why we've been brought here, to see the work they've done, the preparations they're making for removing a huge amount of material that is still inside the cooling pool here. And if I look down into the cooling pool, deep below, you can see the huge amount of nuclear fuel that is stored inside this building. That now, in the next couple of weeks maybe, is going to start being removed. A very delicate, difficult and dangerous operation that nevertheless needs to be done.
There is more than twice as much radiation in this one pool than was released in the whole of the Chernobyl disaster. People are understandably nervous. Some anti-nuclear activists say if this operation to get the fuel out goes wrong, it could cause a fresh catastrophe for Japan. But nuclear experts like Dr. Tadashi Inoue say such fears are being exaggerated.
I think there is a big gap between the public fears and the reality. So we have to explain the reality on the scientific basis. The analysis of the contaminated water and the spent fuel. The contamination is so low. That means the radioactivity in the water is so low compared with others. So I think the discharge of the spent fuel from that pool is relatively the easiest process compared with others' process.
What Dr. Inoue says is only partially reassuring. Put simply, they are removing the fuel from Fukushima Reactor 4 not because it's the most dangerous part of the plant, but because it's the easiest job.
So when we were back inside reactor building number 4, my radiation monitor was reading about 250 counts per second. But behind me here is reactor 3, and as our bus drove past it, the radiation reading shot up to more than 2,500 counts per second. And that's the problem. That building and the other two reactors as well are still too radioactive for anybody to go inside and start decommissioning.
Earlier this week, I spoke to one nuclear expert who told me the technology has not yet been invented to deal with the other reactors at Fukushima. Getting the fuel out of reactor 4 is only a very small step on what will be a very, very long road to making Fukushima safe.
The BBC's Rupert Wingfield Hayes in Fukushima, Japan, and we've got his video from inside the plant at hereandnow.org.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.